Spring is in full bloom here in Southern California, and all of the flowers are popping out in colorful, vibrant arrays everywhere. I just love it. It's my favorite time of year. And you know what else is also my favorite thing to do when it's spring? Is to spring clean. I love purging and organizing and putting things in their neat little categories. And I may even add that to my services because I love it so much. But today we're going to be talking about spring cleaning and how to spring clean some of your major areas in your house. And I'm going to show you how. Spring is a perfect opportunity to rejuvenate your home and your living spaces, your kitchen, your bathroom, anywhere that's driving you bonkers. And as an interior designer, I understand the importance of a clean and organized home, not just for aesthetics appeal, but also for creating a sense of calm and harmony in your everyday life. When you can't find things, when there's messes and piles everywhere, it's stressful. It actually creates anxiety in our brains and in our bodies. And today, I wanted to share with you about the pantry, the bathroom, and the office specifically. I think these are our main areas where we're always touching, we're always using, that can get really messy very fast. So number one is the pantry. How do we get pantry perfection? In any space that you organize, the biggest thing that you want to do is get rid of things. You have to declutter. You have to throw out things that you just haven't used in a while. This allows for space for you to organize. It also allows for abundance and tells the universe, hey, I'm cleaning this out. I'm ready for new things to happen in my life. This is not just it feels good and it's right here on the shelf. It actually is an energetic thing as well. That's what I believe, at least. So when you declutter, what you need to do is start by emptying out your pantry shelves. Empty everything out. I just did this. Get rid of any expired items. Get rid of any foods that you're no longer eating or using. Donate unopened, non-perishable items that your family just isn't eating anymore. And you can donate them to your local food bank. Obviously, if they're not expired. Now, once you have everything cleared out, it's a great opportunity to wipe down your shelves, clean a little bit. There's going to be crumbs and all those fun things. So clean the shelves. And then if you do not have them, I would say go on out to your favorite store to purchase containers. So maybe Target, the container store, and utilize clear containers and baskets. You can also use maybe bins to store loose items like pasta. You can pour pasta or cereal. I put flour, sugar, all in these big jars. Anything like that. Anything, let me think about what else. Flour, pancake mix, oatmeal, all these things you can pour into these clear containers and then you label them. Now, I have also organized my shelves in categories. So my very top shelf is all my big baking jars of flour, sugar, and all those things, brown sugar, sugar, and the cookie cutters. The next one down is all spices and like breakfast related, again, a little bit more baking, smaller items are up at the top shelf. So pancake mix, oatmeal, the spice rack, all of that's on the next shelf. And then below, I've categorized everything. So it's easy reach for the kids to see all of the snacks. Now, just recently, I used to have all my fruit on the counter and I've moved them into the bins and I've color coordinated them. So each bin is a color. So I've got orange, yellow, green, and then like blue, purple, all kind of mixed together because I only had like one blue. And this is like the packaging is the color. It's not the food is the color. And so now it's really easy to find. So I've got bananas in there. And then behind in this bin that I've kind of like an open bin tray, I put the bananas. And then I put behind that any boxes like graham crackers. I have a yellow box of graham crackers, you know, Lay's chips. All those go then back. The bigger items go behind that. And then so like the orange bin has apples because there's not a lot of red. So red and orange apples, oranges, and a goldfish are way back there in the back behind that tray. They're really easy to grab, actually, because everything's in the tray is kind of low. I can just reach back real easily and pull out that goldfish box. So that's one way of organizing them. You can organize it a different way, but by color seems to be beautiful and a lot easier for the eye to catch and to see. And this, of course, I love the idea of rainbow coordinating from the Home Edit company. If you've ever heard of them, definitely check out their home organizing show on Netflix by Home Edit. And then below that is dinner items, bigger kind of meal items. So pasta, rice, and then I've got the cans of beans and everything all in order. If you need more shelving, install shelves or racks inside the pantry doors to maximize vertical storage space. This is perfect for storing, you know, like spices or small jars or kitchen tools, possibly if you also don't have enough drawer space and then you put your kitchen tools in your pantry. This always applies to a walk-in pantry, and it also, all of this applies to just a kitchen standing kind of cupboard pantry. So all in all, when your food is organized, you know what you have, what you don't have. You know quickly what you can make out of a meal because you can see everything in front of you. It's great for your kids to come over and take a look at what there is available there, and they can easily grab what's appealing to them because we all eat with our eyes first. Okay, moving on to the bathroom. The bathroom can be the bane of our existence when it's such a mess, right? So a clean and well-organized bathroom can make your morning routine smoother, your evening routine smoother, and so much more enjoyable. So follow these tips to achieve your bathroom bliss. First of all, purge all expired products. Again, every single time you're organized, you're going to be throwing stuff out. So let go, throw away the expired items. Go through your bathroom cabinets and your drawers and discard any things that are expired, maybe you don't use anymore, half-opened boxes of things where you're just not going to finish using that product. I'm just thinking of maybe like sometimes you get all these little nail decorations and they don't work, but then you feel like you got them, but they don't work, so then you keep them, throw those out. You're not going to use them again because they're going to fall off your nails instantly. So why keep them? Medications, make sure that you carefully and responsibly dispose of those medications so no children can reach them if they're expired. And skincare products, that's actually very important to make sure that if it's really old, it's going to have a lot of bacteria and they're going to cause your skin problems. So just discard that. Keeping only what you need will free up space and reduce clutter. Now, streamline your storage. Invest in drawer organizers, bins. Clear bins are great if they have the drawer or not, if they're stackable, because that way you can see what you have. I love the clear bins that have the little pull-out drawer because then you can just put everything in them. You can see them. Of course, label everything. Even if you can see it, might as well label it because it just makes it look finished and beautiful. And that way, when it's empty, you know what to buy and where to put it and replace it. Labeling also helps everyone else who didn't organize with you know where things should go and do go if that particular section gets emptied. And it's just really quick for them to reference. It makes everyone else in the family who is overwhelmed by organizing and is not organizing just easily know where everything is. So they're not up to you that they've lost something because you've organized. Store frequently used items within easy reach and reserve higher or lower shelves for those less frequently used items. With those clear bins, you can stack a lot underneath your sink. And then in your drawers, you can get those trays that, you know, you separate your utensils with. There's also bathroom trays as well. It just depends on what your budget is, what you're looking for, what material you like. I love mine. I bought a bamboo bathroom tray. It has all the little different sections. that I can put all my makeup brushes in, and then all the different makeups actually fit perfectly in there. So everything is contained. Baskets are great to house and to place in your extra toilet paper, any other toiletries. Also, anything that is kind of like a big round cylinder, you can put in your hair dryer, the nozzle of the hair dryer in that, and it stands up nicely under your sink or wherever you wish to put it. Yeah, and then again, all of the hair accessories, get those little small triangle, rectangle or square. You can do a clear, no lid top or a basket, like, or bamboo, whatever aesthetic that you desire, purchase that. And then you can put all of your hair items, the rubber bands. So, I have a tiny little rectangular bin. I don't know. They used to be called Tupperware, but that's like a brand, but not Tupperware. And then it has a little locking clip so that there's a lid to that as well. So I can just pick it up real easily, take one out and put it back in. It contains the rubber bands. It contains the clutter. That's what it does. And so then after that, you can freshen up your bathroom. You have everything in their spots. You put everything where it needs to go. You can take as much as you can off the countertops. That's going to make your bathroom look amazing and beautiful. And then add a touch of spring to your bathroom with fresh flowers or scented candles. Maybe you get a new shower curtain to really freshen up the space. The shower curtain could be white. It could be green. It could be floral. It could be spa. Whatever it is, and that suits your style, go for it. These simple updates can breathe a new life into your bathroom and create a spa-like atmosphere, truly, when the clutter is gone. And of course, last but not least, this is where you spend most time if you work at home, is your office. Creating an office oasis. Whether you work from home or you use your office space for paying bills or managing household tasks or any of this stuff, you know, homework, keeping it organized is essential, really, for productivity. I just cleaned off the desk area in my home that had my daughter's paint by number project that she started but never finished, and it sat there for probably 3 weeks. And of course, I should have cleaned it up, but then there's always that touch and go, can I clean it up or not? Is she ever going to finish it? So these things, you need to remove them off, file and shred paperwork from all of last year. You don't need those bills. Everything is emailed to us as well, paperless. And then you can keep that last month if you wish. That was great advice that my mom gave me. Just keep that December of last year's and then shred all of the other statements prior months in that year. Recycle old magazines. Those collect so easily. I always hang on to the RH magazines, but never actually use them to shop or do any projects with. So just recycle those puppies. And then donate office supplies you no longer need, or throw out old pens. I love the little carousel for your desktop or some other tray inside your drawer to organize all your highlighters, your pencils, and your pens, all in their categories, all in their groups. And that's really what you need to do, is to create zones and categories for everything as you put them back and into their place. That way you actually can get the ideal no clutter on your tabletop look. So for obviously your computer, you're going to probably want that front and center, or you can't move it because it is a giant computer, perfectly fine. Writing, filing, you know, having a filing box underneath or your desk contains, or you maybe need to buy a credenza to help you contain your files into folders or drawers. That's something that's worth the investment, because you can have everything in its own perfect space. And really, that helps you streamline your workflow. So, like I said, filing cabinets, shelving units, there's like pegboards, credenzas, bookshelves, all of these things to help organize. And then as you're putting them on the shelf or in the drawers, everything needs its own little home. So make sure it has its own container. So that way, when you're opening the drawer, everything is not rolling onto each other, but they each have their own little shell, if you will, inside the drawer. Really important. Electronics, making sure that the cords are wired. You can, all throughout the year, keep those bread ties, keep them in a baggie or in your drawer, and that way you can maintain and help organize your wires with those bread wire things. I don't even know what to call them. You know, they also have those in the produce section to close off your produce bags. Little wires, they're great. Of course, label everything clearly. Get binders to hold your files. Maybe you have client files. Maybe instead of that manila, which is really, you know, loose and it doesn't, you don't want to put it in a file holder. Maybe you have more papers and you need to actually create a binder for that client file. Label all of that so it's easy to retrieve and it's easy to see. And again, people who are coming to do homework know exactly where the erasers are because you've labeled that drawer or that bin erasers. And then, of course, add your personal touches like photos, artwork. I've got projects up on the wall of the project boards up on the wall. I love to have a little pin board for where I put my fabrics. But just make it your own style. Make, and then if you want a comfortable chair, you can get a new chair. Whatever you need to make your space work. Adequate lighting is really important as well. So if you don't have enough lighting, add another lamp or a wall sconce, or maybe even hire an electrician to add some overhead lighting in your office. It all depends on what your budget is and how much you want to invest in it. And that's it. So by following these expert tips, you can tackle spring cleaning with confidence and transform your home into a clean, organized, inviting space that you'll love spending time in. Happy cleaning!